This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran has admitted it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner by mistake earlier this week, shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport. All 176 people aboard the plane were killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and called it a catastrophe. President Hassan Rouhani has offered his condolences to the families of victims and ordered all responsible departments to take any necessary measure to compensate for their loss. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called for an investigation into the Iranian army. A military statement said those responsible for the shootdown would be prosecuted. The general in charge of the Revolutionary Guard air defenses said today he's taking full responsibility for the tragedy. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
Iran is calling the shootdown of a Ukrainian jetliner by its military unintentional. The admission of responsibility by Iran was announced Saturday as Iran was facing mounting international suspicion for the incident in which all 176 people on board were killed. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had bluntly stated Friday,
"We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile."
On Thursday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said much the same.
"The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile."
At least 63 Canadians died in the shootdown. The Ukrainian jetliner went down just hours after Iran launched a series of missiles at U.S. targets in Iraq, retaliating for the killing of a top Iranian general. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Ukraine's president said earlier today he expects what he calls a full admission of guilt from Iran and more, including the return of victims' bodies, the payment of compensation, and official apologies through diplomatic channels. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, in his final days, was planning to attack four American embassies. Mr. Trump appeared in a Fox News Channel interview on the Ingram Angle Friday night. He identified one of the facilities.
"We will tell you that probably it was going to be the embassy in Baghdad."
That was President Trump speaking on Fox News late Friday. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen has won a second term, signaling strong voter support for her tough stance against China. Taiwanese voters cast ballots Saturday in both presidential and legislative elections. The voting followed months of signs that China is trying to build up its political influence on the island that Beijing claims is a fallen away Chinese province. Bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast have eased somewhat. Authorities say they expect at least a week of milder weather, and that should help firefighters. Meanwhile, climate control activists in Australia are waging a campaign against the use of fossil fuel, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison is a special target. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
"Sack the Prime Minister," they chanted, as demonstrators turned on Australia's Conservative leader, Scott Morrison. He's accused of not taking global warming seriously and of underplaying its role in the bushfire emergency. Protesters believe that fossil fuel-loving politicians have overseen decades of climate destruction. They want the Morrison government to phase out the use of fossil fuels. That's unlikely, given their immense value to the Australian economy. Coal generates much of the nation's electricity and earns billions of dollars through exports to China, India, and other countries.
Phil Mercer reporting for VOA from Sydney. Britain has sparked a diplomatic standoff with Washington by requesting the extradition of an American woman charged in a traffic crash that killed a UK teenager. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It was expected they would focus on the Iran crisis. Both Germany and Russia have called for de-escalation following the U.S. targeted killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and Tehran's retaliatory airstrikes on two military bases in Iraq, which put American lives in jeopardy. Putin hosts Merkel shortly after he returned from a trip to Damascus, Syria. It was only his second visit there since Russia intervened in 2015 to aid President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's civil war. Iran and its proxies have also provided major support to Assad's forces. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.